has been, and it always will be. It's like Thanksgiving. It's like Christmas. It's like New Year's. There's nobody around, man. And if they are, they sure as hell ain't listening to this slop, because they want to listen to music. They want to sit on a beach. They want to do something with their lives other than listen to this ponderous bullcrap that we do around here with all of the issues of the day. So what happens is summer book comes out, and generally we tank it. We did last summer and this summer. Same story. And I remember last summer when we, this particular show, this one, Phil Hendry Show, man, we went in the toilet. And, of course, the standard stuff started being written about how it's the end is near, and Hendry, it's over for him, and he sucks, and he won't be back. And we came back in the fall, the winter, the spring. We did good. Here comes summertime, 99, back in the toilet again. So we got a memo today saying everything is fine. You guys just start from here. Good, you know, even though we're in the tank, by the way, we're still beating all the other talk stations. What does that tell you about how bad talk radio is doing in Los Angeles? What does that tell you about how badly the talk stations in this town are doing when we tank our summer book and we still beat everybody else? What does it tell you, Tony? I don't know. It's not telling me anything. How's that WWF, by the way? You buying stock? Tony just found out WWF went public. He bought, what did you buy, about $3,000 worth of stock there in Stone Cold? WWF went public. Tony, man, is online there on americatrade.com. God, get me a piece of that. I'm all over that. What is that with going public? And by the way, the stock market, does anybody watch that thing? I don't. I don't buy stock. I don't care about stock. It's not anything that I'm even remotely interested in, because I keep telling my wife the only thing to buy, the only thing to have any concern for whatsoever when it comes to our future, when it comes to making money, when it comes to ensuring our future in a capital manner, is real estate. You got to buy land. You got to buy dirt. I don't care if it's a vacant lot. Buy that thing, man. Somebody somewhere down the road is going to buy that. Who's calling? Not at our house. We got to get into that stock crap, that whatever it is. We got a fund where they're buying. And, you know, last year I lost $5,000, man. I thought I was set up. I could retire now. We lost like 20 G's last year. So all these guys that were in those day trading clowns that are running around with guns blowing their brains out when they find out that the WWF stock went in the tank, they, you know, it's over. So anyway,
请阿们，你哋好，多谢你哋与Phil Hendry先生一齐飞行。我哋现在正系响3万尺高空中飞翔。顺便告诉大家，Chopstick，我哋今晚嘅特别嘉宾系Jackie Chan先生，仲有一题嘅系Fortune Cookie。And now, here's Phil.
This is Phil Hendry Show. This is Rush Flynn at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This Rush Flynn filling in Phil Hendry Show here for this first hour tonight. But this is going to be explosive tonight. I will be giving you my take on different things this evening. But first, I will tell you that many of you to listen to this show to say, well, this is man who's obviously not from America. This is true. I'm not from this country. I was born in Alexandria, Egypt. I came to this country 5 years ago. I have 2 sons. I have a wife. I have business. I do restaurant business. And I notice this well. And I comment, like all Americans. But it's different for me because I have this a different perspective. Tonight I want to bring to this program this a different perspective here on the Phil Hendry Show to make this comment, to ask this question, to bring to this show this perspective also for you to call. You give me your perspective. This number tonight, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, to call this tonight. Because for me, it's most important that you be, for to be honest, this is most important, to be honest, to find what the people think. This time of year, 4 or 5 years, We have come to our home. They come to your home. Children, who is this trick-or-treat for Halloween this holiday? You know this holiday is every year the children come trick-or-treat. This is for me. So confused to understand what this is, because not familiar with the American custom. Why this is most affluent nation? This most affluent nation in the history of the world. America has lots of money. People are doing so good. But once a year, they send their children to door to door, like they are begging for food. They dress these little bastards in costume. They go door to door to beg for food. They do door to door to say it's trick or treat. It's trick or treat. They hit bell ding dong, trick or treat. Last year before the 5 year I've been here, and my for people to tell me, they said this has been going on for many years. This is most affluent country. But a holiday once a year to tell a child, let's go to this next door neighbor and we will go for the trick or treat. Is candy? It's not good, obvious, for this kid. Is dress up this costume to go to the store, to stand there with handout, to say, trick or treat, please give me some of the candy. Please give me some of the food. And if you do not give this child, then they go away. They're angry at you. They're mad at you. They don't understand. I don't understand this holiday. And for me, today, tonight, this show at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You can call this show tonight. It's Rosh Fonin, Feeling It, Phil Henry Show, to tell me this holiday, what is about this holiday. Especially would like to hear from people who are like myself or new to this country. You have not been here a long time, but you have some grasp on this, because my wife, my child, they say to me, this looks like a holiday that is bespeaks a complete opposite of the national sensibility of this country, which is, of course, to have a great riches, to say, we've got a lot of this America, here's big car, big house, there's plenty of food, there's nobody. If you want to work, you can have job. If you want to eat, you can have food. If you want to have good life, you can have good life. But then, this once a year, these bastards go out, dress the bastard up, little goblin costume, the bastard dressed, little witch costume. They put these bastards in little devil costume or the hobo costume. All these bastards go door to door to say, please give me, to the food. Please give me to the candy. Why? That is best at the richest country in the world. To create this, what does American child need? They are behind the whole world, the education. So the first question that I say, if a trick or treat come to this country, I say I give this child what they need. Not going to give American child this candy. Not going to give American child this treat. But to give American child what they need. So I give out this year pen and pencil set. I give out this year dictionary. I give out this year a spell book. So that these bastards have something that they can use when they leave to go back to their home. Not as candy for to make their teeth rot. Not as a candy for them to get overweight, to have the diabetes, to have the hypoglycemia, or all manner of this physical disability. But give this American child what they need, and it would be so good for American people. This Halloween night, this come up October 30, to say, now tonight I'm going to give American child what they need, give this bastard pen and pencil, spelling book, dictionary. America, this wealthy country, is behind all country education. So we give out a pen and pencil set with a little dictionary. I can guarantee you this. Either these bastards won't come back, this child not going to come back, Or if they do, they mean they want more pen and pencil. They say, Mr. Fanino, would you give me more of the pen and pencil? Would you give me more of the dictionary? This I support, but not a stupid holiday that they say, let's give out its candy so the American child can beg. When I left Alexandria, Egypt, 6,000 miles to get away from child begging on street, and I come to America every year. This is a shrine. This has become institution for the child to go to the door to beg. And when I do, I say, here, you ignorant bastard, what you do is you take this pen and pencil set, you go home with a book, you go home with a spell book, you go home with a dictionary, you go home with this. You bastard, go home, you learn to do the to write, to read, to this, to that. Then you come back, you have your candy. Now I give you candy, you learn to read, to write. But not to have these bastards come door to door with the hand out, the bag out, let me have this, candy for this. I understand this long time tradition. I'm not interested in long. This America to break the tradition. So what do you think of that? And also to hear from people who's not been in this country for a long time, like myself, to explain this Halloween in the context that is, it's these bastards go to your house. It's 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is Rosh Fanin filling in on Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I know that when I come on to fill in, yes, 1-800-449-8686, and this is my opinion, but that's why for the talk radio to be on the to do this to talk radio. You see, to get the opinion of the people, that's what I do. Now let's go to this Anaheim. You're on there with Rosh here of Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, what?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. What the hell are you talking about? The kids shouldn't have candy or something like that. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm told you need to turn your radio down in the background because we can hear the 7-second delay, please. See, you can hear the old lady babbling back, you know.
Hello.
Okay, did the old lady turn the radio down?
I certainly did.
Is it all right?
Yeah. So what?
I need to tell the old lady to turn the radio down, please.
I turned it down.
Is this the lady? I'm sorry. I'm talking to the lady?
You're talking to me, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. What is your comment?
Welcome to the show. Well, what is your comment? You said you were speaking about the Americans give the children too much candy on Halloween.
And what is your comment?
Because
for the talk radio.
This has been going for years. We always give candy at Halloween.
But here on the talk radio.
What?
On the talk radio.
Well, what the hell do you think I'm doing? I'm talking, ain't I?
You think that children are getting candy at Halloween? I already know the children get candy at Halloween. I'm saying this stupid for the bastard to go door to door to get the candy.
No, that's the way it is. We've had that for years.
Well, it's time for new thinking.
No, you people are not going to come over and change the American ways. You should stay where you come from.
No, I come to America because I love this country.
Well, if you love this country, you wouldn't try to change it.
Well, this America must be changed. Must be. The women are too loose.
Change it for who?
Let me ask you something, my friend. When you go out into the day, do you cover your face?
Why should I cover my face?
Because for to be modest is a woman to be modest.
Modest me, sister. Who ever heard of covering your face?
In my country, the women for to be modest.
Well, sure, they're so ugly. That's why they have to cover their face. They're so ugly.
I can tell you, my friend, I've come to this country and see many ugly American women.
No, you don't see no ugly American women.
All the American women, they've said many of them are ugly.
Yeah, that's why you foreigners are trying to marry the American women.
The reason why we do that is so we can become citizen.
That, yeah,
you don't honestly believe, my friend, that I would marry some Hank monster, Hank American monster, just because I think she's beautiful, do you?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What am I ashamed of? I come to this country because I love this country. And yeah. there are many things.
You don't love this country. You love what the country can give you.
So, no, I work. I work. I pay
That's
taxes.
What the foreigners do. They come over and get all they can get.
I work. I pay tax. I pay payroll tax. I have employees. I work.
Yeah.
I work.
What do you work at?
I have a food place.
Why do you go from door to door?
I sell on the street. I sell the hot dogs to the street.
You do what?
Hot dogs for the street.
Autos for the street.
No, you did. Why don't you clean the wax from your ear?
Why don't you speak English?
I speak English.
You can't hear long enough. Learn how to speak it.
I speak English. I speak three languages.
Oh, good for you.
Yes. Do you speak three?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I'm born American. I speak English.
You should speak more language so you know what people talk about.
It's not necessary. When you're in America, you speak English.
But what if you go to France?
What?
What if you go over to Egypt?
Why should I go there?
Because for the pyramid, you've not seen the pyramid?
Nah.
You don't want to see the pyramid?
No, I don't want to see no Egypt.
You don't want to go over together and see this different thing? What about if you could take your friend, your girlfriend, the old ladies, to go to Italy?
What old ladies?
The old ladies you go to bingo.
I don't go with old ladies.
Well, don't you go to Laughlin?
Laughlin?
Don't you go to Laughlin, Nevada for the old ladies? You know what I mean? So in other words, I am saying this country needs
crazy.
Why am I crazy? I'm saying this country needs different change.
Yeah,
there's
different
nothing
change.
Wrong for the change.
Yeah, I go to Laughlin, but it's none of your business.
But so you go with your girlfriends to Laughlin, why don't you take your girlfriends to Russia?
I go with my boyfriend.
I doubt it.
What do you mean you doubt it?
I doubt it.
Why? Because you get old, you're not allowed to have a boyfriend?
I just doubt it.
Well, it's too bad. Well, I know what I have. You don't.
I think I tell you this. This
what?
Country needs much to change. And I'm here to say that this is what it needs. These bastards go door to door to take the candy, and they learn to speak English.
That's not going to change because the children did that some years ago.
Well, then they're going to have to stop. Then they're going to have to stop.
That's the thing to do at Halloween.
They've got to stop.
It's not. It's not
going to
stop.
Yes, it is going to stop.
Why? Because you say so?
Because many people such as myself have come to this country to see this needs to be changed.
Well, you have some nerve coming to this country and trying to change it.
Somebody has got to
you
do this.
Say where you came from.
Where I come from in Alexandria.
Where you came from, not our country.
Let me tell you how we do it in Egypt. The only children who have their hand out for food beg for food is these poor children. Not a child go door to door for the candy.
What harm is that going to door to door? That's been going on for years, and that shouldn't stop.
So these bastards learn to need to read and write first.
You people are too cheap to give the kids a little candy.
Not going to rot their teeth, not going to rot their guts, not going to give them diabetes or the hypoglycemia, sugar-based disease, that these children lose the use of their
limbs.
You
make up these stories because you're too cheap to give the kids a little candy.
I'm not going to give a child candy when a child can rot their guts with that.
So give the
bastard pen and pencil. Give the bastard a dictionary.
You mean to say that when you was a child, you never had any candy?
No, because that's bad for the child.
Yeah.
It's bad for the child.
No, it's just that you people are too cheap to give the kids any candy.
No, we have all kinds of things we give to the child, the sweets and all of them. We give them the sweet cake. Sweet cakes.
Cheesecake?
Sweet cakes.
A sweet cake, yeah.
Yes.
And that's all?
That's enough.
That's enough.
That's right.
Jesus, you're as cheap as can be, I'm telling you.
We give the child sweet cake and we give them some ground, perhaps the ground pine nuts.
Ground what?
Pine nuts.
Pine nuts?
Yes.
What do they look like?
They're very delicious. The children love these from miles around.
I never even heard of such a thing.
Well, of course not, because you don't know life. I know life. I have lived. You have not lived.
I've lived plenty.
You have not lived enough to see the pine nut? You've not seen the pyramid? Have you ever seen the Eiffel Tower?
What?
Have you seen Eiffel Tower?
Of course.
Where?
What do you care?
You've never been to the France to see the Eiffel Tower. You see picture, postcard. You've never been no place but Anaheim.
What?
And I'm trying to tell you, go with the old ladies to go see these things.
Get out of the house and do something with your life. I'm an old lady, but I'm not.
Go out there and do some things with the old ladies and have a good time.
No, I don't go with old ladies. I go with young people.
Where do you go?
What do you care?
You never go no place.
Except you live in
Anaheim, maybe you take an Angel game one time or not.
Oh, no. I go plenty of places.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
That's what you think.
No, you don't. You don't. She don't. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Bonjour et merci de voler des mains rien de Phil Hendry. Nous contrerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Doobies Américains. Et maintenant, voici Phil.
Phil Hendry is not tonight. He's going to be back later on tonight. This Roy Shkorin, this 1-800-449-8686 to talk to me tonight. We've got a topic that's really hot tonight. We're talking to people about this Halloween tradition, what I think is wrong. Because this lady says to me, well, you come from another country, what do you know? Well, it's true, I don't know, but sometimes the best view is the fresh new view that you get. And that's what I give, this different viewpoint on Halloween, you know, and this different thing. And for me, this bastard go door to door is not right. And if you teach your children something different, is the best. This is Atlanta. Welcome. This is Phil Hendry Show. Hello, you're on the air.
You talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you address me.
That's all right, sir. What is your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris, this is Raj. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
I can't complain so far.
I'm not going to mention anything about what the lady said before me.
Yes, sir.
Because I partly agree with her. But now, What really irritated me?
What did you agree with the lady? What she say?
That more or less, you can't come over here and change our country.
But this is America. People can change this country.
Well, you can have your. That's right. It's freedom of religion, freedom of speech. You can have your stuff, and we'll have ours.
But I want to change.
You're not gonna come over here and change a tradition that's been going on.
But we must.
For centuries.
We must.
No,
we must.
Not.
We must change this.
Well, you want to change it? You want to change Christmas too? Then.
I did not say Christmas, did I?
No, you're talking about changing a kid's holiday.
I'm talking...
That's Christmas. What Christmas is. Christmas is a kid's holiday.
I thought it was Jesus.
It's about Jesus, but it's also more or less geared towards the kids.
What do they do there?
The Christmas?
What is that? Yes.
We give gifts to the children.
Toys,
all right,
my
clothing,
friend.
Candy.
Yes, sir.
It's basically right. The same as the Halloween.
So these bastards get candy on Halloween. They get this candy on Christmas.
Yes, they do.
And what
really agitated me, and the reason why I'm calling is because you're calling the children bastards. You do not need to be calling them children bastards.
But what is this Christmas now?
Christmas is the birth of Jesus.
And what do you, okay, what do you do?
We give children, friends, adults, gifts at Christmas.
To celebrate
the birth of Christ.
How do you do this?
How do we do this?
Yes,
we have a tree.
A what?
We have a Christmas tree.
What is that?
It's like a pine tree.
What is that? It's a pine tree.
It's like a pine tree. It could be a Douglas fir.
A Douglas
and
fir.
You decorate it with lights and ornaments.
I'm sorry, you do what?
You decorate it with lights and ornaments.
What is that? You mean lights?
Little lights.
A light bulb?
Yeah, like light bulbs.
You put ornaments. Light bulbs in tree?
Yes.
What? I don't understand this. And then you do what? You put
gifts underneath the tree.
You put in under this tree?
Yeah, gift wrap.
Wrapped
in paper.
So you grow this tree in your house?
Mm-hmm.
You grow this tree in your house for all 12 months.
Where
do you grow the tree? You grow it in your house.
No, you don't grow it in your house.
Where is this tree?
You can go cut one down, or you can buy one.
You buy a tree?
You can, or you can cut one down.
And you put it in the kitchen or in the backyard?
No, you put it in your living room.
You put tree inside living room?
Yes.
What, near fireplace?
No. You don't put it near a fireplace.
And give gift to child to have
you
candy.
You give gift to anybody, but
The
most people that get the gifts are the children.
So you have these children dress up as goblin get candy. Then you put the tree in the living room.
No, not Christmas, just on Halloween.
No, but the children they dress up as a goblin under the tree, right?
No. Not at Christmas. Just on Halloween.
What the children dress up as a goblin to get their present?
They don't dress up as anything.
On Halloween, I can tell you. No, I don't mean to disagree, but I see these bastards come to my house every Halloween. They dressed up. Now you tell me they put the tree there.
This is only on Christmas, December 25th.
What day is that? It's December 25th.
Yeah, December 25th.
And then when the children dress up is what?
They dress up in clothes, regular clothes.
They wear
regular clothes.
What kind of clothes?
Just regular.
They're in the regular clothes.
A pair of pants or a skirt.
So when you get up. Okay, so you're wearing pants and shirt. Do you sleep in these or what?
No. Well, you sleep in your pajamas or whatever.
Then you put on the pants.
Yeah, or you can go do it in your pajamas. No.
Now, you see, my friend, this is why people confuse. You said to me they put on clothes.
Now you're telling
me they put on pajama.
I did not tell you they put on clothes.
You said that at Christmas time they put clothes on. Now you say to me, no, they put pajama on.
No, you see, at my Christmas friend, time they do about the same thing they do as Halloween.
So they dress
except
up as a goblin.
Except at Christmas time, everybody gets gifts, and it's the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ.
But the children dress
in your
my
home.
Friend, but you said
Halloween
this is
a tradition from centuries ago. If you want,
how many hundreds of years?
Several, because it's from where I got here.
They trick or treated
before 43 A.D.
43 A.D.
It's before that, and if you want to.
Now, America is only 200 years old, so already
but
you're...
But if you... Hang on.
You see what
on,
I'm saying? So now,
on,
hey,
if you want to chew on somebody about this...
You got a drone.
You might want to call up Britain, Ireland, Scotland, and Welsh, and chew on them.
What is Welsh?
Welsh? That's the country up there in the Britain Islands.
How do you spell that?
W-E-L-S-H. Welsh.
Welsh? All right. W-E-L-S-H, Welsh.
Yes.
And where are they?
It's in the Britain Islands. Where Great Britain's at, Ireland and Scotland.
I'm not familiar.
Where with Great Britain?
No, I'm not familiar, no. Where is that? You have to understand, I'm trying to learn.
That's Europe.
I know that, but where about?
You go straight up France and Spain.
Straight up France?
And it's right there, above France, if I'm not mistaken.
Above France?
Yeah, you got the English Channel is right there.
That's the English Channel is this. I saw the BBC, right?
Yeah.
Because of, it's the BBC?
BBC.
It's on television?
Yeah, BBC, British Broadcasting.
Right, the English channel is one of the BBC?
Yeah, BBC is English Broadcasting.
Okay, so I turn on English channel to watch what?
I don't know, I've never seen English TV.
You said English channel.
You asked me about BBC. BBC
no, but
is
but
an
you
English
said,
channel.
Right, that's an English channel.
English.
But you said
England
that England was north
sir.
Of English channel. If I turn on English channel and it's north of English channel, I'm going to watch BBC.
You might get it over here if you have cable.
But the English channel, what channel is that?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay, but that is north of France.
No, that's Britain. That's Britain.
No, you said English channel is north of France.
Oh, yeah, it's north of France.
All right, what TV, what time?
I have no idea, sir.
So there's no, you don't know what time the English channel comes on?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what do you find in Welsh?
I don't know. I just got information here saying who it come from.
That the Welsh, the
Halloween tradition
came from the Welsh.
Came from the people of British, Ireland, Scottish, and Welsh.
And Welsh.
Yes, it came from their descendants.
Okay.
Before 43 A.D. And what Halloween was supposed to be at that time.
But they dress up at Christmas.
I'm sorry.
They dress up at Christmas.
I don't know if they do or not over there.
But you said in America they do.
No, we don't dress up at Christmas.
But at Halloween, you said it's just like Christmas.
It's similar, yes. You get gifts.
Who is this?
And when you go Halloween, trick-or-treating, you're getting a gift.
What do you get?
On Halloween?
Yes.
Candy.
What do you get on Christmas?
You can get clothes.
What kind?
Toys.
What kind?
What do you mean, what kind of clothes?
What kind of clothes? Because this is my friend, you and I...
You can get all sorts of things. Pajamas,
well, you said
pants,
that
socks,
these,
you know,
you
underwear,
can get socks.
Shirts.
So you give underwear. Coats. So this Halloween you get candy, at Christmas you get underwear.
No, well, sometimes you can get underwear, you can get clothes, toys,
what did you
candy.
Get? What do you get?
What do I get?
Do you, are you, you're not a child, you're not get presents, right?
I'm not an only child.
Well, when you're, so you don't get presents?
I do, but I don't get as much as I used to.
What do you get now?
What do I get now? I might get some clothes.
You get socks?
Yes.
Underwear?
Yes.
Why don't you buy your own?
Why don't I buy my own?
Yes,
I
sir.
I do buy my own.
Well, then why do you need this? I don't understand. What is this point?
You guys don't celebrate...
I don't understand what you do.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ over in Egypt?
I'd have to check. Who is he?
You don't know who Jesus Christ is?
I'm familiar a little bit. Tell me about him.
He is...
Tell what where's is he dead?
Yes, he's dead.
He is dead.
Yes.
When did he die?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't remember
that's
what year.
Right.
It's been a long time.
Long time he's
long
been
time.
Dead. Long time he died.
Yes.
What's the big deal with him?
He was more or less, I guess, the birth of Christianity.
Oh, okay, I see. So you give
for,
people
for the Christian.
So
I don't know
is...
about your religion. I'm not going there.
That's fine. I respect that. I thank you, my friend. So to celebrate the fact that he is dead, you give people underwear.
No, we celebrate the fact that he was born.
That he was born, you give
and
people.
And he died. And the reason why he died is because he died on the cross for the Christians to forgive them of their sins.
He died on the what?
On the cross.
What is that?
It's you take two sticks together and cross them.
What do you mean he died on that?
He died on the cross. He was hung.
He
hung
was,
on a cross.
He was hung on a cross?
Yes, he was nailed to a cross and hung.
He was what?
Nailed to a cross and hung.
And you give children presents to celebrate this?
We celebrate
for
his
God's
birth.
Sake, we man. You, and what is the point of giving a man underwear to celebrate a man that's nailed to a cross?
We celebrate his death.
You said
birth.
To me that he's nailed to a cross and you give the man underwear. For me, this is the most ridiculous, idiotic holiday. This is worse than Halloween.
If you don't like
you,
it...
You know what? You nail a man to a cross. Now here's some socks.
You want me to buy, me to buy you a plane ticket?
Plane ticket, my friend. I can afford a plane ticket. I love this country, but
I'll
I'm not going to nail a man to a cross.
You don't like our customs.
And it's
you
not it's a country. But
country.
I will tell you, I'm not going
you
to nail
like
a man. I will not nail a man to a cross and give you underwear.
Well,
to say, hey, they nailed
this.
Him to a cross and give you underwear. And when you say English Channel, and you can't tell me what time the English Channel is on.
Christmas now did not come from the English.
Christmas came from the who?
It came from all the Christians.
Who are they?
Whoever's Christian. Your religion's probably not Christian, so that's why you don't know who Jesus Christ
what
is.
What do you give people when Jesus died?
What do we give people when Jesus died?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yeah, there's
we
no
don't celebrate
celebration.
His death.
There's no celebration about when he died.
We don't celebrate. Well, that's Easter.
You
but
celebrate.
That's,
what do you give?
That's the right. The
what do you give? What,
Jesus.
What do you give people on that day?
Candy. Probably.
There's more candy. You give the child candy Halloween. You give the child the candy at Christmas. Now you nail the man to the cross and say, here, he is licorice.
I just nailed this
man to the cross. Well, how about you have some licorice?
I didn't nail him to the cross.
I'm not saying you did, my friend, but can you see what I'm saying to you now? Do you understand what I say?
I
let's give the child the candy.
What you're saying,
and
you're
let's
still,
put on the pair of pants because
of this country.
Now we nail this man to the cross.
For several
you eat too much
years.
Candy in this country. You don't have to have excuse to eat candy. You don't need to nail man to cross to have yourself licorice. It's on my point, my friend. But I appreciate the time you took because you helped me to learn. And the education is important. Don't you agree?
I believe so, yes.
Right. And you have socks?
I have socks.
Then underwear?
I have underwear.
That you can put on when they nail this man to a cross?
We don't do that like that. We don't do it that way.
All right. What do you do?
We just... Christmas is a day of celebration for his birth.
And then when you nail him to the cross, you put on underwear. All right, my friend. This is Phil Hendry Show. You see, this is the point. I thank you, these people, to make the point for me. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, this 1-800-449-8686. This is Raj Funin. I fill in this hour for Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. You know, I have to talk to people. You know, people are confused. My friends, the point is this. If you celebrate this holiday, you must know why you celebrate this holiday. You must know why. Otherwise, it's not... This is not... This not make sense to say that on this day that Jesus is nailed to cross, I'm going to give people Abba Zabba, going to give big honk for a man nailed to cross. For why you do this? This is point. But you first must ask a question. This is Rosh Fonin, filling in here, Phil Hendry Show. Connelly Springs, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Welcome to Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, you were talking about Halloween. Halloween is for the children to get candy. You know, candy.
To get what, my dear?
To get candy. You know, it's like rewarding them. I mean, it's
it's also when
that
Jesus is put on cross.
No, that's Christmas. Okay.
They put Jesus on cross at Christmas. All right.
No, sir.
But you can't give candy on Christmas when Jesus is nailed to cross, can you?
Okay, let me explain. All right, Jesus was born. Okay.
And then he was nailed to the cross?
Listen, just hold on a minute, okay?
Well, I'm simply repeating back to you what you say to me.
Okay. Jesus was born, and that's why we celebrate Christmas, because Jesus was supposed to be, you know, he's a Savior. He's God's Son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
He was born. And us giving presents to the people we love during Christmas symbolize the wise men that came to see Jesus whenever he was born. They brought him frankincense.
What's that, man?
It's like they brought him like gold and, you know, good like oil and, you know, like good smell like, oil, stuff the, like that
good,
for
good,
Christmas.
What was the franken who?
Frankincense is what's called. Frankincense and myrrh.
What, and myrrh?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like it's like good smelling oil. I'm really not sure what
it's
it is.
It's good smelling.
It's
you know,
like, it's
rich. I'm confused.
Yeah.
So okay. They brought something for him to smell?
Yeah, they brought him gifts, is the point. They brought him gifts, you know, because
what about its underwear?
Okay.
Did they bring him underwear? Because this man says to me, on Christmas I get sock and underwear.
No. See, you can give somebody anything you want for Christmas.
Do you love Jesus?
Jesus? Oh, I'm a Christian.
People love Jesus?
Yes, people
then,
love.
Then they nailed him to a cross.
Okay. See.
What? I don't get. And then you have licorice. See, so
no,
you he's born, you give him underwear, then you nail him to cross to eat the Zabba Abba Zabba.
No.
But that's what you said you do. And
no, I didn't say anything about giving anybody underwear for Christmas. But this just, okay.
But
whenever he was born, the Romans, they didn't believe in him.
Now they were who?
The Romans.
Who are they?
Whenever Jesus was born. Okay.
When was that?
I'm not sure about the date.
You don't know the date?
No, but it was about 2,000 years ago whenever Jesus was born.
Well, it was December or something, right?
I don't know. All I know is what I read in the Bible. There's no specific dates. Jesus was born. He was nailed to the cross to save people from the sins. All the sins of the world were placed on Jesus whenever, so we wouldn't have to die and go to hell.
So he was born and then nailed to the cross?
No, he was born, and whenever he was about 30 years old, 33, I believe, he was nailed to the cross, and he died to save the world from sin.
What did he do?
What did he do?
Yes.
He was God's son, and he all the
Oh, I see,
the world,
he's God's son. So he's born, then you nail him to cross.
No,
he's God's
I
son.
Said he was about 30 years old, 30, 33 years old.
How old was he when he was born?
He was just born. He was a baby. It was a virgin birth.
What does that mean?
Virgin birth. God came, angel. The angel, I believe it was Michael.
Was
he
God,
came.
Was an angel?
It's an angel. It's,
angel
it's a religious
down.
Thing.
The angel is what?
The angel. It's religious.
What?
You know, angel.
What's
Michael,
his name?
The angel Michael, I believe it was.
What's his name?
It was Michael or
Michael,
Gabriel or somebody.
Gabriel.
Yeah, it was one of those.
One of those guys came down.
Yeah, and he told Mary, he said, you know, you're going to have a virgin birth. Mary did not have sex. God, like, you know, he gave her, gave her the baby.
God had sex with her.
No, God didn't have sex with Mary.
You said that God knocked her up?
No.
Mary got knocked up by Gabriel?
No,
By Michael?
No.
So she had a baby, she did not have sex, then they nailed the baby to a cross?
No.
I see. And then you have candy.
No, you don't
know, have... my friend, this is fine if you wish to celebrate this way. It's fine. I just wish to understand, and I don't want these bastards come to me. If I have to celebrate this day when this baby is born, then nailed to cross because God had sex with her, then they have the licorice. That's fine. But why is it Halloween too?
No, sir. God didn't have sex. Halloween. This is what I understand from Halloween.
Was Jesus nailed to cross on Halloween?
No, Jesus is not nailed to a cross on Halloween.
When did this fat man in the red suit, where did he go?
Santa Claus. See,
is he the father of Jesus?
No. Okay, some people do not believe in Jesus Christ. Some people do. But the people who don't, they created... I mean, Santa Claus is like a figure that brings children, you know, he brings children gifts on Christmas.
Did he have sex with Mary?
No, he did not have sex with Mary. No, he did not. Santa Claus and Jesus, they have nothing to do with each other.
They will have nothing to do with each other.
No.
They don't even speak to each other.
They're two totally different people.
They sort of compete.
Yeah, they do.
Who brings underwear? Is it Santa or Jesus bring underwear?
Okay, Santa brings the gifts.
Santa brings the underwear?
Yeah, Santa is supposed to, he's just made up, and he's supposed to bring children toys.
Did he bring Jesus some underwear or something? You know, if Jesus is born this Christmas day.
Jesus is religious. Jesus is serious, Shane.
No Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is just something that's created to make children be good. And you know what I'm saying?
Because Jesus can make them good. Does Jesus make them good?
Well, it depends. It's
well, how could he must not have been good himself. He got nailed to the cross. But at least he got nailed to the cross. You can have a big hunk.
Jesus never sinned. It's what you just.
I see. He just got nailed to the cross.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. That's good. Excuse me.